It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We're at 35 degrees in Effingham, but a wind chill of 24 on this first day of spring, so be sure to bundle up if you're out and about. And, of course, it's windy. That's why that wind chill's weighing in as heavily as it is. Wind gusts over 35 miles an hour at times today, so be mindful of that. Just a 20% chance of any remaining precip, so we'll do our best to keep you up to date. 35 degrees still at the morning low, off yesterday's delightful high of 73. Illinois weather strikes again. Updated information regarding Neoga schools. We had originally been told that they would resume instruction this Monday, but that has been delayed now 2 days. It'll start on Wednesday the 26th. Here's the information from Neoga Superintendent Kevin Harmon that is up on the Neoga School District Facebook page. Dear parents, guardians, families, and students, I'm writing to inform you of an important update regarding the restart of instruction at Neoga schools following the tornado that struck our campus on Saturday, March 15th. After a thorough evaluation by architects and engineers of both the junior-senior high school and elementary school buildings, we have determined that additional measures are necessary to ensure a safe teaching and learning environment for our students and staff. As a result, we're making the following changes. We will be delaying the restart of instruction from Monday, March 24th to Wednesday, March 26th. And high school students will now resume instruction at the Neoga Community Center. That's at 641 West 6th Street. That, once upon a time, was Neoga Elementary School. These extra school closure days will be classified as an act of God day and will not need to be made up. As a reminder, the last student attendance day remains scheduled for May 30th. During our emergency board meeting, I mentioned that a further delay in the restart of instruction and the potential use of the Neoga Community Center were possibilities, and we've now confirmed these adjustments. He said we are working diligently to finalize the logistics, including arrangements for student belongings, and we'll provide further communication on these details soon. We appreciate your patience, support, and understanding as we navigate these challenging times together. That from Neoga Superintendent Kevin Harmon. Also this morning, thousands of people gathered at the state capitol Wednesday to oppose a bill that could put more regulations on homeschooling in Illinois. Capital News Illinois reports the plan would require families to submit a form to their local school district when they decide to homeschool. It would also allow education officials to request teaching materials from parents if they think a child's not being taught properly. Opponents argue the bill's government intrusion and could lead to families being harassed for their choice to homeschool. Local legislators all voted no. There are some on the committee that took action on this yesterday, and one of those is State Representative Blaine Wilhauer.
I think it's very clear that this bill is all about power and control, okay? Homeschooling is the fastest growing form of education in the United States of America right now, and there's a reason for that. People are wanting to escape the failing government schools that's teaching a bunch of nonsense, and let's face it, the results in our schools are dismal right now. 7 out of every 10 kids are reading at grade level. So that's the crux of the people wanting to get out of there. They don't want to, it's not just the homeschoolers, it's places like where my kids went to school. They went to a private school that chooses not to be recognized by the state of Illinois. They choose not to be recognized by the state of Illinois because they don't want to be encompassed into the school code. Because the school code is subject to the will and the whim of the most liberal legislature, the most anti-education freedom legislature in the country. So we're wanting to get away from that, and that's what is driving the passion against this bill.
That's State Representative Blaine Wilhauer from Beecher City. Also weighing in was State Representative Adam Niemerg.
Oh, it's really unbelievable. ROEs will have the authority to do carte blanche, whatever they want to do, when it comes to curriculum, whether or not they'll tell, families if the curriculum is right or not. It infringes on religious liberty when it comes to private schools, and it really, it's the poking the the nose of the camel under the tent when it comes to regulating working class people, when it comes to homeschoolers, actually putting their kids first, putting their families first. When public education system, 70% of kids can't read or write at grade level, and they're coming after homeschoolers. It's terrible.
That's Adam Niemerg. The bill passed out of committee on an 8-4 vote and now heads to the House floor. United Way of Effingham County has released the application to receive funding from the 2025 campaign. Agencies requesting funding must be nonprofit organizations with a 501c3 certificate. Agencies who received funding from the 2024 campaign will be automatically sent the application to reapply for funding. Any other agency who wishes to apply should reach out to Emily Hilly, Chief Professional Officer for United Way of Effingham County, at 217-342-3824 or email Emily at effinghamunitedway.org. Completed applications must be received by May 1st. In addition to completing the application, agencies will be asked to give a short presentation to the United Way Grants Committee demonstrating the purpose of their organization and how the requested funds would be used. Presentation dates are May 19th and May 21st from 5:30 to 8 each of those evenings. The United Way has been busy in Effingham County, working to make a difference in the community for over 64 years. To learn more, visit effinghamunitedway.org. St. Anthony of Padua Parish has celebrated its 2024 Hall of Fame honorees and Booster Club Member of the Year. That was held at the annual Spring Gala back on March 1st. This year's honorees include Eric Zeller, Bill Ferry, Roy and Kate Weber, Andrew Gardewine, and Dan Niebergi. The evening began with Mass, and then a dinner, and then the induction ceremony. The 2024 St. Anthony Hall of Fame inductees were recognized in these categories. The alumni recognized Eric Zeller of the class of 1991, who coached boys and girls cross country for 8 years at St. Anthony and has been active in numerous parish activities. He currently serves as president at Crossroads Bank. In the faculty, staff, or coach category, Bill Ferry was recognized and honored. He is a member of the St. Anthony class of 73. Been a scorekeeper for over 40 years for both high school and junior high boys and girls basketball games, and was previously inducted into the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame in 2004. Honored as friends of St. Anthony, Roy and Kate Weber, parish members since 1977 who have served in numerous roles, including Eucharistic minister, lector, funeral mass server, choir members, and Bible study facilitators. In the athlete or team category, Andrew Gardewine was the person receiving the recognition. He's a 2014 800-meter Illinois State champion whose athletic accomplishments include multiple state qualifications and championships in track and field, as well as recognition in basketball. Gardewine continued his success at McHenry University as a 3-time Great Lakes Valley Conference champion. And the Booster Club Member of the Year recognized Dan Niebergi, recognized for his years of dedication to the St. Anthony Booster Club, including serving as president, creating an advisory board, developing a tracking system for transportation, and contributing to numerous sports facilities updates. St. Anthony of Padua Hall of Fame was created to honor those who've left a positive mark on St. Anthony Parish and schools. The Booster Club Member of the Year recognition celebrates exceptional contributions of time, talent, and resources to the athletic programs of St. Anthony schools. We'll mention there are meetings scheduled in the area today and tonight. The Jasper County Board has its monthly meeting. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening at the Jasper County Office Building in Newton. Also, the Cumberland School Board meets tonight. Meeting time is 6 o'clock at their unit offices. And the Totopolis TIF Joint Review Board meets tonight at 7. That'll be at Totopolis Village Hall, and that involves all the stakeholders in the TIF districts in Totopolis, and they get an update on activities in the districts over this past year. I mentioned, too, for those of you on the Effingham 2050 Steering Committee, there is a meeting today. That'll be at 5:30. That will be at City Hall in Effingham. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
You're busy. We get it. You need to be able to bank from anywhere, anytime. And you can with LLCU Digital Banking. It's like having an LLCU teller, loan officer, or a financial counselor at your fingertips. Make mobile deposits, check balances, pay bills, pay friends, check your credit score, apply for a loan, even make a budget, all from your desktop or mobile device. We know you're busy, so take us with you. Visit LLCU.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you want to stay at home and not have to go to a nursing home? Or are you taking care of someone and can't leave them alone? SPS Home Hospital Care is a placement agency specializing in 24-hour care. Our caregivers will help your loved one with tasks such as medication reminding, assistance with personal care, general housekeeping, and so much more. We offer 24-hour care and hourly care. Call our staff today at 217-690-3240 or visit us at spshomehospitalcare.com and like us on Facebook.
Save up to 50% at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend only at the Thelma Keller Convention Center. Browse the largest display of hot tubs, cold therapy tubs, swim spas, and saunas in the region from major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, therapy, and fun all year long. Immediate delivery is available and every floor model must go. Financing is available and show admission is free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Thelma Keller Convention Center in Effingham. Visit thehottubshow.com. That's thehottubshow.com.
Do you want your children to attend college or a trade school in the near future? Start making that dream a reality by investing in a 529 plan today. Savings in a 529 plan grows tax-free if the funds are used for certain higher education costs. This is Adam Steppy, a local financial advisor with Smith Moore. As education costs continue to rise, it is never too early to begin saving for your child's future. Give me a call at 217-347-5225 to learn more or stop by our office at 401 South Banker Street in Effingham. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
A look at deaths on this Thursday, a celebration of life for 84-year-old Carolyn Kleinick of Toledo will be Sunday. That'll be from 1 to 3 p.m. in the American Legion in Neoga for Carolyn Kleinick. Graveside military rites and interment for John Michael or Bake Baker, 69, of St. Peter, will be Monday at 2 o'clock. That'll be at St. Michael Cemetery in Sigel for John Michael or Bake Baker. Funeral services for 93-year-old Betty Oakes of Newton will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in St. Marie. Visitation for Betty Oakes from 9 to 10:30 this morning at the church at St. Marie. A celebration of life for Clara Brown, 73, of Watson, will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Watson Baptist Church in Watson. Visitation for Clara Brown will be from 4 to 7 Friday evening at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Here's the forecast. Cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing. High today of 46 and breezy. Winds from the northwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour, but we could see gusts over 35 miles an hour. Tonight, then, mostly clear skies, a low of 27. Winds from the northwest at 5 to 10. They're going to become light and variable. But before they do, we could see winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Then Friday, mostly sunny, high of 57 and breezy. Winds 15 to 20 miles an hour by afternoon and could see gusts over 30 miles an hour. More rain a possibility after midnight Saturday night and on Sunday, so we'll keep you up to date on that. Currently in Effingham, we are still at our morning low of 35. That's off yesterday's high of 73, and we have a wind chill of 24. Trace of precip so far. That's our look at news. I'm Greg Sapp.